It's always fun to talk about what's going on at the Albany Symphony Orchestra, and it's always, and this is an event that is just a happening, it's a great way to end their season, which of course is the American Music Festival, which this year takes place beginning on June 4th through the 8th, and many events, which we will talk about, including a huge event with Dogs of Desire and many other cool things. We talk to the coolest thing in the room, and that is David Allen Miller, maestro of the Albany Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Whoa, Joe, you make me feel young again. No one's ever called me the coolest thing in the room. Wow.
Well, you know, I'm the other thing in the room, so
great
keep
to
that
be
in mind.
Here with beautiful you. No question. I don't want to have a competition.
How did the American Music Festival originally come to be? I was just telling you, when I looked at it, we have been talking about this, you and I, for many, many years.
Yes.
And so this is whatever number. But what's fascinating is that it really allows you to hone in on something new and different.
That is exactly it, Joe. You're right. It started many, many years ago. I was afraid you might ask me when it started. I'm not sure I know. Oh. But it has to be 20-some years ago. And the idea originally, we put a bunch of events in March, thinking that that was a very unpopular time, so no one would notice that we were doing an American music festival, and did a whole bunch of American programming, which we do anyway, because we're sort of known as the American Music Orchestra. And then we decided, nope, this really needs to be a festival, and we need to make it more compact, and we need to make it the culmination of our season. So about 20 years or so, we moved it to Troy as the final set of events of the season in early June. And it is really that, just as you describe it, Joe. It's a chance for people to come out and hear all the freshest, most exciting new voices in the orchestra music field and in the concert music field as well. So it's just a thrilling week for us because we get to play so much great music and share it with our brilliant Capital Region public.
How do you find it in the sense of, I mean, you're at a point now where people know that this exists and they know you, and you said, you know, the American Music Orchestra. So people, I assume, know to shop what they have to you.
Oh, yes. I'm very popular with American composers and at the Slingerland's Price Chopper supermarket.
I bet you
are. That's where my fame is greatest, in those two places. Other than it diminishes very rapidly. But yeah, composers know us. We have great relationships with lots of composers. But every year, we discover new composers. I would say about half the composers featured are people whose music we've never played before. And that's part of the excitement for us. We're always broadening the sort of picture of this incredible panoply of great American music, and it comes from all over. It's all different kinds of artists, young artists, older artists, great soloists, as well as composers. So just an amazing explosion of exciting new and recent art. I think virtually every single piece on all the programs, was written in the last 3 to 5 years, if not in the last 6 months.
There's so much to talk about, so let me get to two of the biggies. And we begin with Friday night, Dogs of Desire. And that's a huge event, but Dogs of Desire also really is what you were just talking about as far as putting a spotlight on this new music.
Absolutely, and three composers, three world premieres by composers whose music we've never played before, all of them, you know, young and emerging, but already established. That concert's Friday at MPAC in what they call, I think, the Opera House, the mid-sized theater, at 6 p.m. It's kind of an unusual start time because we're having a big soiree, a big fundraising event afterward. Beautiful new works. One I'd love to highlight is by a young American composer named Selka Ojekangas. She has a very unusual name. I think it might be Latvian. She's from somewhere in the Midwest and lives out on the West Coast. And she was very much inspired by Western films, particularly by Sergio Morricone, the great Italian film composer who wrote all the most famous Westerns. And she's written kind of a love letter to Morricone and has incorporated all these wonderful extra musical sounds in her piece. So it's a very wacky, wild, fun piece, kind of celebrating the Western expansion of America through her love of Morricone's film scores. So things like that just popping up. There's another piece all about the Erie Canal, of course, because we have a lot of those by Max Vignettes. There's another piece that's a bunch of beautiful songs for an imagined musical about Welsh miners by Katie Jenkins, a Welsh-American composer. And then there are a bunch of pop song arrangements by Jack Frere that are fantastic. We have these two incredible vocalists on the Dogs of Desire. This is really kind of our laboratory for exploring the present and the future theater of orchestral music, of concert music. It's a tight ensemble of 18 musicians.
But, I mean, and this to me is no small feat, but on that Friday night in Troy, you will have three world premieres.
We will, yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's stunning.
It's very good.
That's really...
We love that. Yeah.
Very impressive.
We love to bring pieces into the world, and that's really exciting for our audience because they get to judge them and decide, you know, are these pieces that should have a life? Should they last? They're part of the process with us.
And we've talked about this on the show before, but so many of these do have a life.
And many of our composers go on and have incredible, as is evidenced by the Saturday Night concert, when two of our composers are people with whom we've had a long relationship. Clarice Assad, famous Brazilian-American composer who's being played everywhere, and Chris Theofanidis, with whom we won a Grammy, who's also being played everywhere. His concerto was commissioned and premiered by the Chicago Symphony just a couple of months ago, and we're giving the second performances of that. So we're developing young composers. We're developing relationships with them, like Bobby G, who's got a gorgeous world premiere on the Saturday night. Then we also have these composers who are going on into the world and doing great, great things.
So talk a little bit about Saturday night and how that program came together.
Well, again, you know, the whole idea is it's not sort of tightly themed. It's kind of a wild journey through all different sorts of music. And nowhere is that more evident than on this gorgeous Saturday night concert. The sort of centerpiece is this fabulous percussion quartet concerto by Clarice Assad for four percussionists and vocalist narrator, played by Clarice, and it's called Play, and it's all about what percussionists do. So the first movement is almost like a theater piece. It's almost like a children's performance piece where she narrates the life of these brilliant percussionists. And of course, it includes that obligatory great percussion instrument, the rubber chicken. There are, in fact, four rubber chickens in this piece, and they reoccur at various points in the piece. And the second movement is a beautiful sort of Brazilian lullaby, and the third movement is just a tour de force. So an amazing, almost like a theater piece, music piece, vocal, narrated, percussion, orchestra. That's the centerpiece. This gorgeous clarinet concerto by Chris Theofanidis that Chicago just premiered with Stephen Williamson, their principal clarinetist, who's going to be playing it and recording with us on this concert. And then this new work by Bobby G, a gorgeous tone poem and a beautiful little piece by a composer named Sophia Yanni, whose music we've never played before, called What the Flowers Do at Night. So four unbelievably beautiful, very diverse, varied visions of art, and really just a huge, fun, crazy time.
This is, again, on Saturday night, June 7th, 7:30, at MPAC Concert Hall in Troy. And it's just, I'm interested in, we've done a broadcast for a couple of years. We did a broadcast while all this was happening.
Sure,
and
sure.
The sort of cross-pollination of the artists intermingling with other artists is really fascinating to see, which I assume will take place as in and around this event as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I always tell people, come on down to MPAC at RPI at any point on Saturday, because it's just like a sea of composers and performing artists. Everybody's wandering around the beautiful lobby there. We're very fortunate to be able to use that gorgeous space, especially because Troy is closed this summer as they put in their air conditioning. We'll also be out on the riverfront in Albany on Wednesday night, and we'll be at Russell Sage down the hill in Troy on Sunday afternoon.
Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is closed. They didn't close the whole town.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon. Since the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is closed and they're not installing air conditioning in all of Troy,
they've
only in parts of
Troy.
Shut Troy
down.
Oh, misspoke.
No
but yeah,
worries.
So we're so excited as ever to be at MPAC at RPI. Gorgeous place, but just come on down at any point Saturday because we're running all these events. There's an 11 o'clock a.m. Little pop-up concerts. We've got the Saturday night. We've got a pre-concert talk at 6:30 on the stage Saturday night and a late night event with our two brilliant Dogs of Desire singers, Britt Hewitt and Devaney Smith, who are going to do a kind of indie rock pop Broadway. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but it's going to be a late night performance. So stuff going on the whole time and just a huge fun meeting of creative artists and just a great time for everybody.
You're going to have a beer tasting.
Yes, we are. Very important. Sunday afternoon, the final event of the festival, 4 p.m. at Russell Sage in their beautiful hall just down the hill from MPAC, very close to the music hall, I should say. We'll be doing what is one of our favorite events all year. during the festival, Chris Theofanidis, great American composer whose clarinet concerto we're featuring on Saturday night, runs a 5-day intensive composition class for emerging composers, people still in graduate school. 12 composers plus 8 auditors are coming. And of the 12, 11 have written 3 or 4 minute long pieces, and we're going to be workshopping them through the week. And so Sunday afternoon at 4, we do a sort of final workshop and actually record each of the pieces and interact with the composers. So it's a great chance to come taste. It's called First Drafts, clever title, to have some delicious local beers from local artisanal breweries, and to hear 11 brilliant little pieces by the next generation of composers. So a really fun thing. The other thing I really wanted to pitch was Wednesday night, the kickoff event on the 4th, 5 p.m. in Albany, down at Jennings Landing, Third Coast Percussion, our soloists, our 4 soloists in right. Carissa Saad's piece for Saturday night, are doing a percussion performance on the riverfront, free to the public, like the Sunday event, free. And we'd love people to come on down and enjoy Third Coast Percussion at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
I want to mention that people can find out the schedule and see all of these events and plan your weekend by going to albanysymphony.com. Albanysymphony.com. This runs June 4th through the 8th, and you can find out all about it by going to albanysymphony.com. Before we go too much further, however, and before we have to wrap up, I would like to talk to you about what comes after, because it's not like you do this and then you get to relax.
Right. Well, we have another whole set of thrilling events that are just being unveiled this week. For people who've been following the symphony or following culture in the region, you may remember that back in 2017, we took this amazing boat journey down the Erie Canal to celebrate the kickoff of the Erie Canal bicentennial in July 2017. Well, as you probably also know, it took 8 years to complete the canal. So this summer, the summer of 2025, is the bicentennial of the completion of the canal. And we are doing 5 gigantic day-long festivals, each culminating in a world premiere composition created by a young composer, celebrating each of these 5 communities along the canal between July 2nd and July 6th. So we hope lots of people will take the journey with us. I'll have more information on that next time we chat, but it's going to be a thrilling week around the July 4th holiday.
Yes, you'll be back in just under a month, and we'll talk about that. But Troy, New York, Medina, Utica, Seneca Falls, Fort Plain, and Schuylerville. So that's quite a... That's good for the T-shirt.
Come eat with us in Utica, the culinary capital of North America. Underappreciated. Trust me on this.
We look forward to that. We look forward to talking about that and that amazing event. But don't forget the American Music Festival, which takes place June 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And you can find out all about it by going to albanysymphony.com. All kinds of events, they're all there on the website, albanysymphony.com. Maestro David Allen Miller, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for bringing this beautiful work to our region, and thank you so much for joining us as always and so beautifully explaining what it is that you do.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. It's always a treat
Great
to be with
pleasure.
You.
Again, you can find out more albanysymphony.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.